Welcome to another bonus short lecture from the History Teachers Talking Podcast, where Tom or I will lecture on big topics in little time. For more information, you can visit us at www.historyteacherstalkingpodcast.com or visit evergreenpodcast.com. The idea for Barbie came to Ruth Handler when she noticed that her daughter Barbara was playing with paper dolls and imagining them in adult roles instead of just being babies or children. Ruth realized that there was a gap in the market for a three-dimensional adult-like doll that could inspire imaginative play and allow children to envision themselves in various roles and careers. Barbie's physical appearance was modeled on the German Bild Lilli doll, a risque gag gift for men based upon a cartoon character that was featured in a West German newspaper. The controversy started almost at the doll's inception, as the doll's body had incited much controversy. Mothers in 1958 Mattel-sponsored market study before the doll was even released claimed that Barbie had too much of a figure. Mattel then circumvented this problem by advertising Barbie directly to the children via television. Mattel, in fact, upon sponsoring Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse Club program in 1955, became the first toy company to broadcast commercials directly to children, bypassing their parents. Barbie made her debut on March 9, 1959, at the American International Toy Fair in New York City. She was the first adult-like fashion doll with teenage appearance, distinctively different from the traditional baby dolls that were prevalent at the time. The original Barbie doll was manufactured by the toy company Mattel Incorporated, where Ruth Handler served as a co-founder along with her husband Elliot Handler. The doll was designed and engineered by a man named Jack Ryan. In response to popular demand, in 1961, Mattel brought out Barbie's ultimate accessory, her boyfriend Ken. Later, Barbie even had two children named Barbara and Ken, respectively. The creation of Barbie's male counterpart, Ken, is intertwined within the story of Barbie herself. Like Barbie, the Ken doll was also created by the American businesswoman Ruth Handler. The inspiration for the Ken doll's name came from Ruth Handler's son, Kenneth Handler, whose nickname was Ken. Therefore, technically, Barbie and Ken are named after brother and sister. Ruth's kids were not entirely excited about the prospect, and for many years complained that the dolls' names should have been different. Ruth recognized that Barbie needed a boyfriend or male companion to add to the play experience and provide additional storytelling opportunities for children. The Ken doll was introduced 2 full years after Barbie's debut. He was designed as a tall, athletic-looking doll with a more masculine appearance, providing a suitable partner for Barbie's glamorous and fashionable lifestyle. Initially, the Ken doll was simply known as Ken Carson, named after the iconic American cowboy character and actor Ben Ken Carson. In 1963, however, Mattel officially adopted Ken as the doll's permanent name, and he has been recognized as Ken ever since. Today, Barbie's a cultural icon, symbolizing fashion, beauty, and aspiration. Over the years, Barbie has evolved, and she now represents a wide range of professions, backgrounds, and interests, empowering young girls to imagine and pursue their dreams. There's now a diverse range of dolls. In response to calls for more diversity, Barbie has expanded its range of dolls to include various skin tones, hair textures, and body types. In 2016, Mattel introduced Barbie Fashionistas, featuring dolls with different body shapes, curvy, tall, petite, and a variety of skin tones and facial features, providing more realistic representations of women around the world. Barbie has also transitioned from being primarily a fashion model to having a wide range of professions and careers. Over the years, Barbie has been depicted as a doctor, engineer, scientist, computer programmer, CEO, and much more. The change reflects the emphasis on empowering young girls to pursue various career paths. Barbie has also collaborated with notable women and organizations to celebrate real-life role models. Barbie Shiro dolls honor inspiring women such as Amelia Earhart, Rosa Parks, and many others who have made significant contributions to various fields. Barbie's wardrobe has also evolved to stay current with fashion trends throughout the years. From vintage 1950s dresses to contemporary styles, Barbie has consistently reflected the fashion of each era. Also, with the rise of technology and digital media, Barbie has expanded her presence into various digital platforms, including movies, web series, video games, and social media. In response to growing environmental concerns, Barbie has taken initiatives to become more suitable and socially responsible. For example, in 2020, Mattel introduced the Barbie Loves the Ocean line with dolls made from recycled ocean-bound plastic. Barbie's evolution reflects Mattel's efforts to remain relevant and respond to the changing needs and demands of its audience. Throughout the years, Ken has also evolved and been updated to reflect changing fashion trends and cultural norms. He too has been featured in various professions and roles, keeping up with the changing times and serving as a positive male role model alongside Barbie. It is important to know that Barbie's universe is continually expanding and evolving, and new characters and storylines may be introduced at any point. Some of the more popular personalities, besides Barbie and Ken, are Skipper Roberts. Skipper is Barbie's younger sister. She's usually portrayed as a teenager or a preteen. There's also Stacy Roberts, is another one of Barbie's younger sister. She is typically depicted as an athletic and adventurous character. There's also Chelsea Roberts. Chelsea is Barbie's youngest sister, often portrayed as an imaginative and fun-loving child. Then there's Teresa, which is one of Barbie's best friends, Nikki, another close friend of Barbie, and Raquel, and a recurring character who has also had a complex relationship with Barbie. She's often depicted as a fashion rival and sometimes displays a more self-centered personality, providing an interesting contrast to Barbie's kindness and empathy. Barbie has an extensive product line that includes a wide range of dolls, playsets, and accessories, as well as merchandise. Besides Barbie fashion dolls and Barbie Dream House, which is an iconic playset that allows children to imagine Barbie's life in a spacious and stylish modern home, there's also other Barbie playsets, such as Barbie Dream Camper, Barbie's Dream Plane, Barbie's Horse Stables, and more. Barbie has also been featured in a series of animated movies that showcase her various adventures and stories. The world of Barbie collectors is vast, and many rare and limited edition Barbie dolls can command high prices in a collector's market. The value of collector Barbie dolls can vary based on factors such as rarity, condition, designer collaborations, and historical significance. The most expensive Barbie doll ever sold at an auction was a one-of-a-kind Barbie called the Diamonds Are Forever Barbie. This Barbie doll was created by Australian jewelry designer Stefano Conturi in 2010 to celebrate Barbie's 50th anniversary. The Diamonds Are Forever Barbie is a unique doll dressed in an elegant black strapless evening gown adorned with real white and pink diamonds. The centerpiece of the doll is a stunning square-cut 1-carat pink diamond set in a necklace designed by Stefano Conturi. In addition to the necklace, the doll also wears other diamond jewelry. This collector's Barbie was sold at a charity auction at Christie's in New York in 2010, and it fetched a staggering price, over $300,000, making it the most expensive Barbie doll ever sold. Maybe one of your old Barbies in the attic is worth a lot of money. Hope you guys enjoyed this short lecture. Tom and I will be back with a full episode later this week. I hope everyone enjoyed our podcast, and if you would like to email us, you can do so at historyteacherspodcast@gmail.com.